Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Lamed Beis, Menachas 32b, pagination is 64. We have another series of laws and guidelines regarding mezuzah. So we find midway on the page, at the end of a line, mezuzah bo'i sirtut, that mezuzah requires those special indentation lines that are scratched into the parchment before writing in order to get a guide to write neatly, but it's a halacha. Mezuzah bo'i sirtut, mezuzah needs those scratches. As a matter of practice, we do them on tefillin and sefer Torah as well. Moving on to the first wide line on the page at the bottom, V'amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Tela'a b'makel pesula. If you hung the mezuzah on a stick, that's pasul. My taima, why? B'sharecha ba'inan, we need it on the gate. It has to be affixed to the doorpost. That's actually part of the building. Tanya nami hachi, we learned similarly, Tela'a b'makel. If you hung it on a stick, o shehinicha achar hadales, or you put it in the wrong place behind the door, sakana, it's a sakana ve'ein ba mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah to it, it's pasul. So the first case is the case that we encountered, which is something we're going to go back to in a moment as well, to la'a b'makel, that it's hanging on a separate stick, it's not the one attached to the building. But the second statement, O shehinicha achar hadeles, it's placed behind the door, it's placed in the wrong spot. So it's a sakana. Both of these cases are sakana. So Rashi writes, because since it's pasul, it's not going to provide you with the shmira, with the protection. And if you look at Tosfos towards the bottom of the page, he quotes Rashi, Pirish Bekuntris, Ein habayis mishtamer mipnei amazikin, it's not guarded properly. And Rabbeinu Tam objected, because that's the case, and any time it's not done kahalocha, any time it's huasuya shalo kehilchasa. And therefore, Tosfos learns that something else was being articulated over here, that it's no kef bo rosho. If you put it in the wrong spot, a person can bang their head. It's boletes umake. It sticks out. And whatever the exact meaning over here is, but it's indicative of two different approaches. When we have the word sakana, did we mean sakana in a spiritual sense, or did we mean sakana in a physical sense, logistically, to bump the head? The Gemara continues three lines up. Shalbeis munbaz, the people associated with Munbaz HaMelech, Munbaz the king, hayu osim bepundikosehen kein zecher lemezuzah. They used to travel on his behalf. They were never in one place long enough to be obligated in mezuzah. So they were just doing this voluntarily, and they would actually travel with a post that has a mezuzah on it, zecher lemezuzah, to remember mezuzah. And it wasn't the actual mitzvah, and we don't have any real comment about it, because they weren't obligated, so they're not doing it properly. But like this, it's have mezuzah, will travel. V'amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, continuing in the Gemara, further guidelines, mitzvah la'nicha b'soch halolo shel Pesach. The mitzvah, the ideal, is to put it within the hollow of the doorway. That's the place where you'll put the mezuzah. Asks the Gemara Pshita, obviously, b'sharecha marachmana, that's where it belongs. Says the Gemara, Sakat etachamina, I would have thought, ha'il va'amar Rava, since Rava taught us, mitzvah la'anicha, b'tefech ha'samach l'rusha sarabim, you should put it in the hand breath that's closest to the exterior. Kama demirachik ma'aleit, I would think that even putting it further out is even better. Kamash Malon, that the ideal is within the doorway. What we're talking about here is something that's not so uncommon in our time. Let's deal with the case that we actually have to observe it in a special way. If you have a door that closes in the doorway in such a way that there's no room for the mezuzah to be there, certain types of sliding doors, you can't seem to get up a mezuzah. Sometimes they just seal in such a way, you can't get a mezuzah in there. So there is actually such a thing as putting it on the same beam that makes up the doorway, but putting it outside the hollow of the doorway. You're actually putting it outside the doorway, but still on the same beam. If it's not on the same beam, then that's achorei hadelus that we mentioned before. It's behind the door, and that's not the place for the mezuzah, and it's sasakana ve'in bo mitzvah. But if it's on the same beam, very close to the hollow, that still would be acceptable if necessary. What our statement over here teaches us is that that's not ideal. And therefore, wherever you can, put it in the hollow of the doorway. And the Gemara explains, because I would have thought, based on Rava's statement, that I should put it as far out as I can. Dual benefit, number one, you encounter it early on, and it reminds you of all the things that mezuzah is supposed to remind you of. And also, it's protecting more of the house. Literally and symbolically, it's pushed as far out as you can. If you have a very large doorway, sometimes like when it's made of stone, decorative entranceways sometimes are very wide. So you put it as far to the exterior as possible. Salka daita chamina, I would have thought that I should even put it outside the doorway on that beam so that I'm covering more of the house and I'm encountering it even earlier. Kamash malon, it's supposed to be b'sharecha, the correct ideal place is within the hollow of the doorway, and it's only when it's a shasat chak, when we're stuck, that we put it on that same beam outside the doorway. One more guideline over here, moving on to tomorrow's daf. It's 7 lines down. B'mezuzah, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, when you're dealing with a mezuzah, haloch achar heker tzir, follow the hinge. Now, this is talking about the concept that a mezuzah has to be affixed on the right side on the way in. So sometimes in a house, it's not clear which way is the way in and which way is the way out. You have a doorway between two areas. The most prominent example of this, I'll mention in a moment, we'll explore in a moment, is between a kitchen and a dining room. So the statement here is, if there's a door there, if there are hinges, follow the rule of the hinges. And the rule of the hinges is that the hinges are on the inside, and the side that you don't see the hinges is considered the outside. So now you know which is in, which is out, and therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side on the way in. This is easy to remember, because quite logically, the hinges will be on the inside of a house. You don't want a thief to be able to just pop off the hinges and remove the door, no matter how well it's bolted. If he gets the hinges off, he's in. So the hinges are on the inside. And that would typically indicate which side is the in. In fact, the Gemara relates a quick story. Resh Galusa Bana Besa, the exilarch, the head of the Jews in Babylonia, built himself a house, presumably like a mansion, many doorways. Amalei l'Rav Nachman, he told his son-in-law, Kavali Mezuzta, put up the mezuzas. Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman responded, Tali Dashi Bereisha. First put up the hinges, put up the doors, and then I'll know where the mezuzahs are supposed to go. There is an alternative understanding of this story, which is that it's not referring to a continuation of this Heker Tzir, where are the hinges to know where to put up the mezuzah, but it's an independent story, namely that the doorways have to be totally completed so that it's ready for the mitzvah. You can't put the mezuzahs, for example, like on a Home Depot door frame. It comes pre-mezuzahed. That wouldn't work because at the time that it's in a storage setting, it's not yet obligated in mezuzah. It would be the rule of tasa v'lomin ha'asui. You have to do the mitzvah once it's ready for the mitzvah to be done. So he was saying, first complete the doorway, and then I'll put up the mezuzah. This has quite a number of practical applications. Among them, if someone does construction and perhaps the contractor removes an entire segment of the wall, including a doorway, which has a mezuzah on it, he takes it off, puts it aside, does his renovations, and then wants to simply put it back. Once it's back in place, you have to remove the mezuzah and affix it for the purpose of the mitzvah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.